Chapter 24, Section 4, Environmental Activism. Before you read, in the last section you learned about President Ford and President Carter. In this section you will see how Americans address their environmental concerns. The roots of environmentalism. What is environmentalism? Concern for the environment was increased by the 1962 book Silent Spring, written by Rachel Carson. That book argued that pesticides were poisoning food and killing birds and fish. Silent Spring sold nearly 500,000 copies within 6 months. Carson's book was an awakening to many Americans. President Kennedy set up a committee to investigate the situation shortly after the book's publication. It took several years, but Carson's work helped to outlaw the use of DDT, a harmful pesticide, in 1972. Question 1. How did Silent Spring encourage environmentalism? Environmental concerns in the 1970s. What were the key environmental issues of the 1970s? On April 22, 1970, Americans celebrated Earth Day for the first time. Earth Day became a yearly event to highlight environmental issues. Richard Nixon was not an environmentalist, someone who takes an active role in protecting the environment. But he did recognize the nation's concern over the environment. In 1970, he created the Environmental Protection Agency, EPA. This agency had the power to regulate pollution caused by emissions standards and to conduct research. Nixon also signed the 1970 Clean Air Act. This law required industry to reduce pollution from factories and automobiles. Other new laws to protect the environment also passed. In 1968, oil was found in Alaska. Oil companies began building a pipeline to carry the oil 800 miles across the state. The discovery of oil and the construction of the pipeline created many new jobs and increased state revenues. But the pipeline raised concerns about Alaska's environment and the rights of Alaska's native peoples. In 1971, Nixon signed the Alaska Native Claims Settlement Act. This law gave millions of acres of land to the state's native tribes. In 1978, President Carter set aside 56 million more acres in Alaska as national monuments. In 1980, Congress added another 104 million acres to Alaska's protected conservation areas. In the 1970s, some people believed that nuclear energy was the energy of the future. They believed that it was cheap, plentiful, and safe. Others opposed nuclear energy. They warned that nuclear plants were dangerous to humans and the environment. These people also feared accidents and nuclear waste. On March 28, 1979, the concerns of opponents of nuclear energy appeared to come true. An accident caused one of the nuclear reactors on Three Mile Island in Pennsylvania to release radiation into the air. An investigation showed that workers at the plant had not been properly trained. It also showed that some safety measures were not taken. Afterwards, the government strengthened nuclear safety regulations. Question 2. What did the government do after the accident at a nuclear reactor on Three Mile Island? A continuing movement. Have the goals of the environmental movement changed? The debate over the environment continues today. The struggle is between proponents of economic growth and conservationists. Environmental regulations sometimes block economic development and cause a loss of jobs for workers. Though there is conflict, it is clear that environmental concerns have gained increasing attention and support. Question 3. What issue faces Americans today regarding the environment?